few months after we left the White House, Laura and I invited Tim Lawson and his wife, Dory McCullough Lawson, to our ranch in Crawford, Texas. I had commissioned Tim, a real artist, not an amateur like me, to paint some scenes of the landscape we loved. As Tim observed the native prairie grasses and live oaks on the property, Dory and I talked about her father, David McCullough. I told her that a highlight of my presidency had been meeting her dad, the fine historian and Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer of John Adams. After updating me on her father's health and projects, Dory said, "You should know that one of my father's great regrets in studying John Adams is there was no serious account of him by his son, John Quincy Adams." She knew, of course, my connection to John Quincy. We're the only sons of presidents who have served as presidents ourselves. For history's sake, she said, I think you should write a book about your father. At the time, I was working on a memoir of my own presidency, but Dory's idea planted a seed. Eventually, it sprouted into this book. Over the years, I suspect there will be many books analyzing George Herbert Walker Bush, the man, and his presidency. Some of those works may be objective. This one is not. This book is a love story, a personal portrait of the extraordinary man that I am blessed to call my dad. I don't purport to cover every aspect of his life or his years of public service. I do hope to show you why George H.W. Bush is a great president and an even better father. I loved writing this book. I hope you will enjoy listening to it.